Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. So happy to have you and you wherever you might be. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our whole desire is to bring you the truth from a grassroots level and to share a biblical experience that we all can grow thereby. Let them alone. Let them live together. Let them live together. Amen. That's what Jesus is saying. Let them live together. So our subject for your praying. Father, we thank you for wherever our customers and our listeners and our friends may be. God, we ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus. Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance. Bind Satan's hand, every weapon that is working against them. Bind their feet, bind their mouths, their ears, their eyes. Every weapon that they're trying to destroy the listeners of this broadcast. Oh, God, we know you are able to do everything but fail. We glorify your name, and we give you the praise. Amen. We're praying that you, while you listen to this broadcast, you stand safe and strong in Jesus Christ, walking in the faith, not by sight, but by in his strength. Remember, amen, that the saints of God and all those that believe in God also believe in his son, And through his son, we have strength. And why we really trust and depend on God, because he's everywhere, he's all-seeing, he's all-powerful, he's all-knowing. Amen. That's why we really trust in God. We have to know that, amen, without him, amen, we will not be successful. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. They can call into Doctrine of Truth at 1-855-236-2252. Or they can call 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Remember, amen, man is limited. Amen. But God has no limitations. As well as you can check, follow up this broadcast again on Blog Talk Radio / Jesus Christ International Ministries. Amen. You can also go to our website at jciministries.org. jciministries.org. Amen. So we bless the word of God. Amen. We're talking from the scriptures from Matthew's. Jesus here is teaching on a parable, and we're working and following up through that. And the 13th chapter, and we're having a comparable Bible. Amen. We have the Amplified Bible, the King James Bible, the New American Extended Bible, and the New International Bible. Amen. We, as men and women, are children of God. Amen. We invest in God's word. You invest in God's word. Amen. Investing in God's word. Amen. He helps us. Amen. Because God's word, we believe, is the final authority in our life. Amen. We live depends on his word. We live and depend on his word. Amen. What he says, and that's what we believe in, and that's what we live by. Amen. God's word is unchangeable because he's unchangeable. We also, those of us that studies, amen, you can get your Concordance Bible. You have your Bible Dictionary. Amen. And you have, amen, Concordance Bible, Bible Dictionary, and some of you may have a System Bible Study, amen, where it goes systematically all through the Bibles, amen, when you go systematic through the Bibles, it just compared all the different scriptures that you'll find on the subject, amen, from different chapters of the said Bible, amen. But nevertheless, God's word is our final authority, God's word. And it's so important because we live and we move on his word and we believe in his word. Amen. We confess his word. Amen. People take confession for marriage. They take confession in the rule of law. Amen. And they take confession from their friends and whatever they say. Amen. God also accept confession. He also accept. Amen. What you speak from your heart. That's why salvation is from the heart. Amen. What a man believes in his heart. Amen. God looks at the heart of a man. Amen. So that's why it's so important, amen, that what you say from your mouth, amen, to about God or in God, amen. That's why one of the commandments of God, amen, and all liars should have their part in the lake of fire. That's how extreme and that's how important it is to tell the truth. Amen. To walk in God's word. Even tell the truth for your friend. Amen. To people. Amen. Because false confession and false lying. Amen. False witnessing. Amen. God doesn't like that because salvation is weighed in on what you say. Your prayers to God is weighed in from your heart, what you're saying to him. Amen. Now we're going to our subject in the book of, let's read a portion from the book of Matthews out of the King James concerning this parable. Jesus said, Matthews 13 and 24, another parable put forth, he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then has it tares? He said unto them, an enemy have done this. That servant said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay. That's why you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Now we're going to look at the American Standard and the same chapter to explain the tares. In Matthew, same chapter, Matthew 13 and 36. Then he left the crowd and went into his house. And his disciples came to him and said, explain to us the parables of the tares of the field. And he said, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. And the field is the world. And as for the good seeds, these are the son of the kingdom, and the tares are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. So just as the tares are gathered up and burned with the fire, so shall it be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they shall gather up his kingdom, all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness, and will throw them into the furnace of fire, and that the place will be weeping and gasping of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has an ear, let him hear. Amen. Now, what's the point? What's the point of this and what we're trying to get out of this is that you can't save anybody. You can't change anyone. Amen. God has given all people the free will. When God back in the Garden of Eden, let's go there in a little bit and let's take a focus. Amen. In the book of Genesis, amen, the second and third chapter, amen. And let us talk now from a biblical knowledge and understanding, amen, what you know. In the Garden of Eden, when God created Adam, he brought animals to Adam and told Adam, what do you name this? What do you name that? Amen. He let Adam name. Amen. Then at the time that times began to develop, amen, God talked and dialogue with Adam and Eve and discussed things with Adam and Eve. Amen. And he always allowed Adam and Eve to use their knowledge and understanding that he gave them. See, when God breathed into man, he breathed not only breath of life, but he breathed the spirit, his spirit in him. He became a living soul, but he also, amen, he had knowledge and understanding and skills and talents. That's what you have, amen. It handed down. All of that started from Adam. Amen. Adam through Eve. Amen. Adam and Eve, God took a rib from Adam. Amen. Man don't have no two or four or five ribs. He's missing a rib. Amen. And he also, he took a part of man and he made woman. Not only, amen, not the bones, a rib, but also mentally and physically, amen, that he put into the woman. Amen. So she's compatible. A woman can easily adapt, amen, to any man, amen, the talent and skills she can adapt. There should be some things that are common, amen, compatible for as likeness of certain things. But at the same time, she's very skillful and talented, having a lot of intelligence, because she got it from man, and man got it from God, amen. So that's handed down. It's in the town. Amen. So when God created man and woman, and amen, and the enemy came in during the time, amen, and brought not only bad doctrine, he twisted the word of God, because he heard what God told Adam and Eve. Amen. Eve didn't tell the serpent, amen, what they were discussing. Him and her husband were discussing it. And what they come out of Bible study with God. No. The devil heard. He heard them. He watched them. Because he was evicted out of heaven. In Revelation 12, he was evicted. The angels kicked him out. And a part of his company came here to earth. So they're making war with man. Making war. Doesn't matter. You know, it wasn't the two human beings in the Bible, for as I know. Amen. Adam and Eve, when it created Adam and Eve. Amen. Then, and he makes it, it doesn't matter where you go. You have to be very careful. Everywhere you go, don't let your thoughts run wild, because the enemy is there. He's watching, trying to find a weakness, trying to find a situation. Amen. To get you to be, whatever you know about God, he want to take that away. Whatever you've seen and what God has blessed you, he want to take that away or twist it around and say, no, God didn't do it. God done left you. God don't care for you. No matter where you go, amen, nobody love you. Ain't nothing but the devil. Nothing but the devil. That's a bad seed. Amen. God do love you. God does care for you. Amen. So the tares, amen, is bad doctrine. Amen. Amen. Among the wheat and the wheat and the chaff. Amen. Have you ever seen them know anything about the farmers, how they harvest the wheat? Amen. They go through, they cut it, and they put it all together. Amen. Then they throw it up in the air, and all the husks, all the leaves fall off, and the wheat fall to the ground. Amen. It fall to the basket. But the tares, amen. Here Jesus talking about, amen. The world is that there are people in the world, amen. Everybody was born in sin. Let me clarify this now. Nobody was born saved, amen, but Jesus Christ. When we say saved in God, amen, without sin, all of us born in sin. Everybody was born in sin. Amen. The closest one we hear the argument about, amen, with John the Baptist. But John the Baptist, amen, when Mary met Elizabeth and they began to salute each other, in other words, talk to each other about what God has done, amen, the Spirit of God, amen, came into John the Baptist and the babe leaped, amen, in Elizabeth's womb, amen. But that's the closest we have on record, amen, that people born without sin. John the Baptist, amen, he was born in sin because of Elizabeth, but yet and still when God breathed on him through Mary, amen, he received salvation. So, amen, that's another subject. You can research it out. Amen. But listen, let the world alone. Amen. Many of you know, amen, situations, all of us born in sin, all of us have some type of hang-ups, could be bad problems, lying, gambling, stealing, backbiting, fighting, all type of things, fear, worration, all those things, amen, is a product, tares, product of sin. It's a product, amen, murder, amen, lying, that's a product of sin, amen. And what has happened since we are in this world and we're going to remain here, the world is evil, amen. Even though now we're in the last days, even though all this virus and diseases are floating, Jesus said so, that all these perilous times, dangerous times is here, amen. You can't go out your house in some places of the world, amen. So much danger, amen. Not only, amen, physically, but we have now, we have this hidden enemy, amen. This virus is a hidden enemy, macroscopic and in germ warfare, amen. Biological is deadly. All human race, not just you, all human race, all over the world, the man is fighting through all the technology he know how, and that's God's spirit fighting all his technology he know how to save the human race from this deadly virus. Amen. One man don't know it all. One man can say, well, because I'm skillful in this area. Amen. And I went to school for this area. Another one say, I'm skillful in mathematics. Some say, I'm skillful in geology. I'm skillful in, we can go on. But one man does not have it all that he knows. Amen. And he doesn't care. God got people. God has, amen, among God's people, there are men and women out there that knows the human race won't be able to stand against this last attack, amen, of this, of the world to come. Amen. The enemy is coming in 666. We're talking about 666. Amen. We're talking about, amen, the last days, the enemy know all your information. If you do not have the number, you won't be able to buy milk, bread, anything from your household unless you, amen, get the information and take the mark of the beast. Amen. It's not going to be so obvious that you know the mark of the beast. Amen. Even the world that doesn't know Christ, they know the devil's number. Amen. But the enemy is crafty. Amen. Remember, he's subtle, he's crafty, and he twists things. Amen. That's what you call deception. He twists things. Amen. So what happened, Jesus said in the parable, amen, when they saw, the farmers saw all the weeds out there among the wheat, amen, and the farmer said, Master, when did you throw weeds, that kind of seed among this wheat? Amen. Jesus said, no, I didn't do that. We didn't do that. Amen. The enemy came in and he threw those type of seeds. Amen. Among the wheat. Among the wheat. Amen. The wheat protected the weeds. Many of you know, amen, that the shadows and the water that feed the good plants, it also feed the bad plants, the weeds. We call weeds, we call them because they're not edible. Amen. The weeds doesn't support anything that man wants. Amen. If you don't be careful, it'll kill off the good plants, the good vegetables. So you have farmers out there spraying in the field. Amen. They're out there, amen, moving among the roots with the holes and tilting the soil. Amen. Because they want the good plant to grow to bring forth food. So the enemy said, and the farmers were saying that, well, master, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go out here and tear, we're going to pull up all these weeds out there, and with your permission. And Jesus said, no, leave them alone now, because some of the roots done got down under the wheat. Amen. And when they let them grow on up until they get harvest time, they're not really ready yet, but don't bother with the wheat. Amen. Let it grow on up. Let it grow on up. It won't kill them. It won't kill the wheat. Amen. Just let it grow together. It doesn't look good, but let it grow on up. And when it's time, amen, when it's time, amen, then we can, when we start harvesting, then you separate them. Then we'll take the weeds and we'll throw them in. That's the best time to get it, when it's harvesting time. The point is that we live in a world. The world here is represent people, because the Bible says, John 3:16, God so loved the world. Now, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. This is not the earth he is not talking about. Amen. He's talking about people. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't give his only begotten son for the earth and the trees and the animals. No, he gave his son, and his son paid the price for sin, and because God loved his man-made creation. Amen. So we live in a world, like you came out of the world, you're still in the world, though. We live in the world, but we're not among the world. Amen. We're not among, and we're really working to leave the old system of living. Amen. Paul said, renew your mind. Amen. We have to try and test things that is according to God's Ten Commandments, is according to godliness. Amen. We try to work that out of a system, and many times you cannot work out ungodly people from around you. You can't isolate yourself from your job, your career. People are there, they're not saved. There are people in your community are not saved. There are people in your family, amen, have not accepted God as your Lord and Savior. Maybe they have accepted, but it's another God. Maybe they are. Many people are religious, but it's another God. So long as Jesus is saying here, and we and you yourself living now can verify this, amen, they always, but say sometime, you know, it affect your attitude. They can affect your irritation. Sometimes you get upset with all of them. But yet and still, you have your right mind to know, amen, they can't make you do anything. Amen. The God Spirit let you know, the Holy Spirit, he lead and guide you. Amen. Let you know, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Amen. Take two to argue. Amen. Just be about your Father's business. In other words, amen, you, like you go on vacation, you're going out of town, you're going someplace to eat, you're going somewhere place to buy stuff, you're going to meet people. You're going to meet people. Maybe you went to a restaurant or going to a restaurant. You don't know who's in the back room cooking. Oh, you know, you love the way, amen, you love the atmosphere. You love to eat in this restaurant. Amen. That's why Jesus said, amen, well, Paul, in other words, Paul was saying to Timothy, amen, to the young pastor, teach your people to pray over your food. Pray over your food. Bless your food. Amen. And people are there. All over the world, people are there. Amen. So you can't save people. We can only instruct and pray for them and encourage them, but you can grow. Amen. Jesus said, let them alone and let them live together. Amen. We're not talking about shacking up marriage and boyfriend and girlfriend. We're not talking about all that now. We're just talking about, amen, in your daily walk, in your daily talk, in your daily business, amen. The world is full of evil. The world is full of bad doctrine. The world is always against Christianity, amen, because of what? The enemy of this world, amen, he's still here, amen. Until when Jesus comes, amen, and he put everything in his place with his angels, amen, we got to live with him. Yes, I know you're saved and you're tired of it. You want to go be in heaven. I know sometimes you say, well, Lord, I'll be glad when we go to heaven. I'll be glad when I go home. I'll be glad. Amen. You know how it is when you get people get under your skin, in other words. But yet and still, God said you have the power. Jesus said in this parable, he said, let them grow together. Let them grow together. Don't get upset with anyone. Don't fight anyone. Don't get arguing with anyone. You are the salt of the earth. Amen. You are the light of the world. You lead it and guide them through, you know, what Christ been teaching you, and you follow what Christ teaching you. Amen. And try to live that way the best you know how. People see that. You might not think so, but the world see that. And some of you know, under persecution, amen, and bad treatment from other people or whatever, they know you're a Christian. And some of them let you know right away. They try to take advantage of your giving. Oh, you're a Christian. Now you should do this. You should do that. Amen. Because that lets you know you're the light of the world. You're the light of the world. And every time you say something good in a bad situation, you throw salt. You're throwing salt on them. Salt preserved, brethren. You know salt, the right amount of salt in food will bring out the nice flavor in it. But if you put too much salt in there, amen, you're going to spoil the food. If you get in there talking too religious and too this and God say this all the time, amen, you're going to run people. You're going to destroy situations where love and kindness, God brought us through love and kindness. Amen. So leave them alone. Amen. That's what we're talking about. Let's grow together. Let's grow together. Let's live together. Amen. Amen. Understand your position. You're a child of God, and you're always going to be a child of God. Amen. Doesn't matter what they say or how they say it about you. Amen. You're saved. Amen. There's some things you have to continue to do. You got to still assemble yourself, come out from among situations where you know they're after your faith. Amen. You know, they're out trying to change your walk with Christ. Amen. Those things there, amen, that's what you have to weed out. Amen. And leave it alone. Get out from among it. But in your daily business walk, in your daily association walk, amen, in this world, amen, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Amen. Just leave it alone. Amen. Let them continue. Make your coffee. Make your shakes. Your sandwich. Your food. Pray over it. As they praise God. Thank you very much. I love you. Amen. All right. Now we're going to go to the phones. Now we're at this. You know, this is how we work here. At this Doctrine of Truth. We try to get people testimonies, comments, that we can help one another. Amen. Proverbs 27:17 say, iron sharpening iron. Amen. Might be some things can be said to help encourage you in your situation. Amen. Amen. As well as, amen, the Bible said, Proverbs 24:16, amen, a just man can fall down seven times. It's not tempting God. Now, it's not tempting God. Amen. But he'll get up. Amen. God can rise you up and give you encouragement. Amen. It gets you moving again for him. Amen. Proverbs 24:6 says, multitude of counselors, there's safety. That's what we always work for. Amen. Multitudes. All of us here in the studio, amen, over 9 or 10 or more, amen, we can give each other comments or prayers. Amen. It can help you. Amen. 2 Timothy 3:16 say, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for correction, for reproof, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished and complete. Amen. So that's why we work on, amen, scriptures. The Bible consists of thousands of scriptures. And Jesus came in the scriptures, he said. In the last book of St. Luke, he said, I came in the scriptures that was written of me. Amen. Of Moses, the law of Moses, the psalmists, the prophets. Amen. Jesus came in those scriptures, was prophesied about him. Amen. That's why Jesus is the Word of God. He is the Word. Amen. So now the studio is open. We open for your comments. Amen. For your testimonies. Amen. If you have something to say, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone. Amen. Our technology technician will put you in. You just stay on your phone, and we'll announce your area code and your last four digits of your telephone. We'll announce the last four digits of your telephone. Amen. Jesus says, say, leave them alone. Leave the people alone. Amen. In other words, about what he was saying about their living. Amen. Let them grow. Amen. They're going to grow. Many people grow in your shadows. Amen. They grow by watching you, because they know God blessing you. They know God is, amen, is a part of your life. Amen. And they'll follow Christians. People will follow Christians. They copy off of Christianity. Amen. Because they know. Amen. God is successful because the enemy is watching. That's how they get what they get. Amen. You make a patent, and you ever notice that? You make a patent, next thing you know, amen, someone else is coming out with this almost the same function, but different shapes. Amen. But it does the same thing. Amen. The enemy knows. God can give you something, and he wants you to use it. And you be praying for a talent or skills. And the Lord knows that you are a talented person. And he knows that, amen, you are able to create things. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. The studio is open. Those that want to make a comment, amen, you can do so at this time. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We're here to encourage you. You might not think that you can make it. You might not think. We're talking about, amen, your living for Christianity, living for Christ. Amen. You might not think you can make it, but you can. You can do that. You can. The Lord said you can, and Jesus said you can. You can. Amen. That's why we had the Bible is the our last authority, amen, and what the Word says and what Christ says is very important, amen, it's very important, and that's what we live for, amen, to encourage other people. That's your job, that's your mission work, amen, to encourage others to come to Christ, amen, that's our job. We are the peacemakers. We are the ones that help when nobody else won't help. Amen. A right answer at the right moment can save lives. Encourage people. All right, we're at 954-4427.
Good evening, Bishop. I want to say blessing to the broadcast. It's good to have somewhere to go and park and hear the word, to hear the truth. You talk about the weed and the tarry growing. You know, in this day and age now, we've gotten to where that there are many people giving advice and giving opinions, and they all kind of shows on the computer, online, and television set runs 24 hours a day, we see how the enemy can influence a nation or influence the world. You know, this used to be people pretty well accepted what the authorities said as being the truth. And about 5 years ago, we had one person come along, and he said that everything that the officials and government were saying was fake. And he said it so much. Now we question everything and use that label for anything that we don't understand or know about. We say it's fake. With so much communication that we have it nowadays, we got communication, worldwide communication in the palm of our hands. So what we have to understand is this. The enemy is the prince of the airways, and meaning now he has authority in the airways, and all of this communication that we have is in the air. So a person or a believer, we have to stay in the Word of God. We have to constantly fill ourselves, keep our mind filled with the Word of God. Here's the thing. The Holy Spirit, the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit to guide us, to aid us, that we could call on. The word said, now, if you like wisdom, ask of God. But the Holy Spirit can't give wisdom to you if you don't study the Word of God. You know, it's like a bank. If you don't put any money in the bank, you can't write a check to draw any out, or you can't go to the ATM and draw anything out. It's every day we are bombarded with so much communication constantly. It's 24/7. There was a time when we was coming along, the television used to turn off at midnight. It would go off at midnight. Wouldn't come back on to the next day or 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. And now it runs 24/7. They never go off. They got 200 and some channels. There's so much communication. And with all this communication, you got so many people that have talk shows. Each one of them give their opinion on everything that goes on from day to day. They look at what goes on, and they show come on, and here they're going to give their opinion. And people have gotten so, when it comes to what's going on today in the world, people got certain people they tune into see what their opinion is about it. And they take that person's opinion to be the gospel. But we, as believers, we have a manual to go by. There's not a situation known to man that has not already been written in the Bible. But if we don't never pick it up and read it and study it, so that the Holy Spirit can bring into remembrance the wisdom of the Word of God, then we're going to forever be lost and trapped by the enemy.
Amen. Very good points. Amen. And I think we're going to lose it a little bit. But anyway, very good points. Amen. Was being said. So much information out there. Okay. All right. We thank God for that, because of the fact that, amen, that Bible said iron sharpened iron, to let you know Amen. The enemy has, it's very true, the enemy has authority now all over the world. It's broadcast here. We're broadcasting all over the world. Amen. On this program, we thank God for each and every comment that's coming through. Amen. We pray that, amen, your friend, your cousin, your uncle, or someone you know in Christ, amen. We as Christians, we can't isolate ourselves. Amen. We are the light of the world. We are the salt. Amen. We are the salt. We are the light. Amen. And we can help people in times like these. All right. We thank God for our caller. Amen. As always, the man of God. All right. You can press one on your phone. Amen. If someone have another comment concerning, amen, things that you. All right. Okay. I think we're back to 954-4427. Go ahead.
Yes, Richard. You know, if we don't ever open up and turn to the truth, then we have nothing mm-hmm. to live by. We have nothing to live by, because the world is doing everything imaginable. You know, the Bible talks about that man is getting sold, that he's doing every conceivable thing that he can think of, and what it is. It's the opinions that the enemy is placing in him. He's putting these ideas in his head. And if you never study the truth, you never take the word of God, which is the truth, mm-hmm. then you have mm-hmm. nothing to measure these ideas from. You got to have a measure, something to measure everything by. You know, you go to mm-hmm. to do some work or something, you always got a guide or a rule or a standard or something that is real to guide by. Otherwise, mm-hmm. if you don't have a standard to go by, a proven mm-hmm. standard that is right, then you go with anything someone says. And this is where it is now, when that everyone's got an opinion, and like I say, the world has got so now that the authorities are constantly the people will tell the authorities what you're saying is fake. Why? Because the enemy mm-hmm. placed that in the minds of people. He said it over and over. Anytime you constantly listen to something over and over, repetition over there, it becomes where it's embedded in your spirit. And what's in mm-hmm. you is what's going to come out of you. When you go to draw on your knowledge in any situation, what you've been listening to is what you're going to respond from. So mm-hmm. if you're constantly listening to each and anything and never looking at the truth, but then you have nothing. You have nothing to go on when it comes time to respond.
Amen.
You got to at some point study the truth, and there's only one truth.
All right.
There's only one.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. We thank God for you, as well as. In advertising, and that's why you find these big commercial type companies, these big corporation comes on constantly. You know it's the same hamburger, you know it's the same hot dog, the same sandwiches, you know they are, but they're constantly advertising. They constantly, to get it into your spirit, like the caller was saying, times, four or five times, the next thing you know, amen. If anything come up, you want to buy a car, shoes, a hat, is in your spirit to go to that product, to go to that company. Amen. All right, we can press one on our phone. Amen. We're in the studio. We're listening here to hear you on your comments, on your dreams, or your experience. Amen. About living, amen, in this world. Paul has said we can live in this world, but don't be of the world. You know, it's easy to say a thing. There's something else to try to work out yourself and work through these things to, amen, to get that going in your life. Amen. Some of you might have a problem or situation you want to share, but we don't give out any personal information, amen, about you, because that's why we always say we give out the first, your area code and your last four digits, because we don't want to give out your name out to the public. These broadcasts are being heard again, and you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can pull up many more of these, amen, episodes that's been developed over 4 or 5 years, amen, and be encouraged. We're here to encourage you, to help you grow in Christ until Jesus comes. As well as you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. All right, you can push one on your phone. We thank God for you. Amen. Now we're at 561-5981. 561, last four digits, 5981. Amen.
Good evening.
God bless you.
God bless you. This is a very wonderful lesson on tonight. I'm really blessed to hear the comments and everything. And I must say, we are living in the closing hours. We are living in the last days. And there are times that it's time now for us. We can't talk salvation. It ain't something you can talk it. You have to live it. It's a life living journey. And it's like I heard the minister said before, so many, even the bishop heard him say, so many different avenues and people guiding you and saying different things. But we have to know God for ourselves, you know. And when we can't follow everybody, that's why we should study and know for ourselves what we believe in and how we believe in it. And I can truly say that sometimes and some people, they like a parked car. You know, you can't follow a parked car. A parked car, they ain't going nowhere. They don't want to go nowhere. And they won't let you go nowhere. So we must continue to stand and believe in what we believe in for ourselves. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, man of God. Good to hear. Amen. A parked car, that's a good one. Let's write that down. It's a good example. Many of you might know parked cars. Amen. It's one thing to say a thing, but to face reality, amen, and just be realistic, amen. You might not want to say you know a parked car, but amen. You know some parked cars, and the enemy used them to keep you in neutral. Keep you in neutral. You can't go forward or can't go in reverse. And you're living with Christ. And you're living for Christ. Amen. All right. We have another caller. You can press one on your phone. Amen. And we want to share, amen, a vision or a dream, a song, a poem. Amen. About what's being said. Jesus said, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Amen. Some of you might have in a business or a career, and you know some that are this tariff. You know some of this weeds. Amen. They're in your shadow. Amen. They you have to be careful about what they're saying or doing. Amen. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what the world is doing. Amen. That's what we have to continue to stress. The world is changing. They will change. And Jesus said in the last days, amen, even when Jesus was telling to Peter, who the men say I am? And Peter told him upon this rock, the other words, the anointing, the Christ, the anointing. And Jesus made a point. The gates of hell, and you see many gates opening up. In essence, that's what we're saying. There's all kind of gates out there that are opening up. All right, I think we're at 954, 4427. That where we are? Amen.
Yeah,
okay, 954.
Hey, Bishop, I just wanted to come back and say, you know, with all this communication and all these talk shows and people with opinions, you have to, as believers, you have to ask yourself, okay, where are they getting these opinions? Where are they getting all this information they got? Where are they getting it from? And how do you, as an individual, know what they saying is true? Because see, the devil don't have a system way that he can justify his word. But God said, try the word by the word. Every scripture that the word that the Lord give you, you can look at two or three others, have two or three other scriptures to back it up. And if you get into your Bible, you'll find as you go from one section to another, from one book to another, you'll find that the word backs up the word. You can you can back up the word with the word. But see, when you listen to all these people, where are they getting this info? What is what they're telling you the truth? What do they have to substantiate what they're telling you? Can you go and read where they got this response from that is the truth? No, it's just an opinion that they have. These people have shows. They get paid to get on there and give their opinion on many different subjects. And there are people who are living their life based on the opinion that these people give. But where are they getting it from? How can you justify what they're saying if you don't have other words to back it up? But the word of God to tell you, try the word by the word. So this is the thing that believers got to do. You got to know who you're listening to, where they're getting the information from, and how can you validate what they're saying. That's all I was saying. That's what the word is for you.
All right. Very good as always. And you know the enemy found out in the Garden of Eden. He was watching. Amen. Adam and Eve, the Bible study with God, and he know. Amen. In communication, and where we are now, amen. But thank God, Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. Communication, amen, is our strong point. And the points that we have to watch. Amen. You have to watch who's bringing you the word. Very good. Very good as always. All right. We probably could take two more callers. Amen. Because we always like to have prayer. Amen. It is our privilege to talk to God. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. We always give it area code and last four digits. Amen. We don't like to call out names or anything. On these broadcasts being used again to encourage and help others. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, leave them alone. Leave them alone. All right. 561. Is that right? 561-5981. We back 561-5981.
Yes, good evening again. You know, there's another thing that I would really love to say. Even in these closing hours that we are living in, a lot of times people, you know, they're looking to hear a word, you know, they're looking to hear a word from someone else, and one thing that I learned about God, if you pray and you seek His face, God sometimes you won't have to get a word from somebody else. God can talk to you too, just as well as people can talk to you. We need to put our faith and trust a lot in God and quit so much into man, which is okay, you know, but God can talk to us also. We just seek His face, and He will talk to us. Amen.
All right. Very good. Yes, He will. He knows He knows everything. He's all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful. He's everywhere. And God knows what. There's a time that you need to hear strictly out of the voice, strictly from him through the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know what? To reinforce that, I want you to do thus and so. Amen. Because he knows, amen, what the world communication is about. Amen. All right, let's go into prayer. Amen. We're praying for, amen, there we have so many, as well as prayer is the answer. Prayer is the final authority. Amen. Jesus had but his ministry was coming in to undo the things that Satan had done. He brought disease, amen, disaster and problems in the world. And Jesus came in, amen, God's son, God himself walked among his people. Heal the blind, the sick, the leprosy. Amen. Rose the dead. Amen. He did things that let him know he was more than the prophet. Amen. He's God. He's God himself. And the Pharisees got upset with him in the book of John and wanted to kill him right away. And they said he caught this lady in adultery and they didn't find the man. And Jesus was talking about your sins are forgiven. And they said, but this man talking about now, we're going to stone him. He said, before Abraham was, I am. And they said, we got him now. He was blaspheming. Nobody can forgive sin but God. But prayer, according to James, the 5th chapter, amen. If any is sick among you, call for the elders of the church. Amen. If they committed sins, they shall be forgiven. God put a lot of power and authority in the church, in the prayer of the elders. Amen. So we're going to pray now for the sick. For the disease, those in falling in sin or whatever, amen. We can have about two prayers, amen. All right, we can press one on the phone. We'd like to tell someone to pray, amen, for our audience and those that are listening, amen. Thank God, amen. Let's push one on your phone. We have some prayers. We can take in about two prayers, maybe two short prayers for the saints. 954-954. All right. 5981. Go right ahead. 561.
Father, we just want to thank you again, Lord. We just ask you, oh God, to continue to love, bless the ministers, dear God. Father, we ask you to bless the listeners, oh God, to bless those, oh God, that's confused. Bless them, oh God. Touch them, oh God. Let us realize that we have a work to do, the work that when you left here, Jesus Christ, you left us to do a job. Let us continue to stand firm, and continue to do. Bless those that are not saved before the everlasting day too late. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Father God, we thank you for this broadcast. We ask you, Lord God, for those who are listening to this broadcast, that, Father God, they continue to tune in, that they may grow, that iron may sharpen iron. Help us, Father God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that when we need knowledge and understanding, that we will ask you, Father God, who will give us the wisdom and knowledge we need, that we may live a righteous life. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you. The Bible said we're two or three touching and agreeing. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth, and whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. Amen. We loosen all the weapons the enemy try to do on our listeners and Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We loosen the enemy's hands. Amen. We loosen his walk. We loosen his talk, his hearing. Oh, God, his eyes. Amen. That he be blinded, that he can't see. Whatever weapon he's trying to bring, amen, in the hearing, they can't hear. Amen. That he's seeing, that he can't see. His hands, to tie his hand and his feet. In the name of Jesus, oh God, bless him now. Until next time, amen. You can grow, you can make it. You can make it, brethren. Amen. Because God's the word say you can. And God bless you. We love you. Until next time, bless you.